Welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. I'm Wild Thing. Very happy to be speaking to you today. So, let's get into it. What athlete is the greatest athlete of the moment? Not of all times, not of a generation, but of the moment. Of the present moment, of the living moment. Well, before we get into it and handing out awards, let's look at what qualifies a player to be the greatest player of the moment or the greatest athlete of the moment. Well, that person, he or she, will need to be a great player. Meaning, regardless of sport, whether it's soccer, basketball, baseball, football, they would have needed to be a great player. Regardless of position, whether you were a center in basketball or a pitcher in baseball or a quarterback in football, it's did you add value to your position? Right. I mean, also, is this person, he or she, outspoken? Not in a negative way, you know, not in a salacious way with rumors and allegations, but is this person outspoken as far as for the community that they represent, for the causes that they're a part of? Are they actively championing certain things that matter the most to them on their heart? Things being whether that's obesity, whether that's voter reform, whether that's human rights, whether that's rights of the LGBT community. Are they using their voice? Are they using their platform to inspire people, to help bring about positive change? Okay, I think that would be another qualifier. And let's see, are they more than just a great person on the court, right? So yeah, they would need to be a great player on the court, but off the court, are they dynamic as well? Since the internet and technology, it allows all of us to have a platform, whether that's podcasts or videos or, you know, other business ventures. You know, is he or she actively expanding their brand, their level of influence? Just as an example, you have players like J.J. Watts and his brothers. They host a game show. And then you have players like LeBron James, who has production studios and has executive produced music. And then you have other athletes like Alex Rodriguez. You know, him and his beautiful wife were said to be interested in purchasing the Mets, you know. So I believe those are the top three qualifiers of what will make an athlete, whether they are playing or not is irrelevant, but what will make an athlete qualify as the best athlete of the moment. So those three things would be, were they or are they a great player? Are they outspoken? And what type of ventures do they have going on outside of the court? Now, before I name the players who I believe, the people who I believe are the top athletes of the moment, let me tell you what I don't believe really matters. The first thing is, do they win a championship? No, that doesn't really matter to me. You know, sometimes it's just set up to where it's just difficult for you to win a championship. You know, I think about when Michael Jordan was exerting his dominance with the Chicago Bulls. You know, it was so many great players who just played during that generation who didn't win. During those moments, who didn't win. You know, your Charles Barkley's, your Karl Malone's, your Dominique Wilkins, you know, Patrick Ewing's. These guys never won a championship, all thanks to Michael Jordan and his Bulls. You know, you think about the run that the Patriots went on with Tom Brady, you know, appearing in all of those Super Bowls. There were some great teams from the AFC who didn't make it to the Super Bowl because of Tom Brady. So, we don't want to disqualify a player or athlete for not winning the big one or winning the big one enough. Again, think about LeBron James. You know, LeBron James doesn't have that many rings. He has a ring, so he qualifies as a champion, but when you think about how many times he went to the finals, it doesn't, you know, exact out to how many he should have. So if you won the big one, I don't personally take it into account of saying that you are the greatest athlete of the moment. Also, did you make the most money? It's quite controversial. A lot of people equate wealth and money to are you the best? And to a certain degree, that's a good point. My dad used to say, whoever's making the most money, apparently, is the most important player or important person. And to a certain degree, that is correct. Wherever the most money is going is where a lot of attention should be going, because you're making a big investment, a hefty investment. However, how much a person is making does not define are they the top athlete of the moment. You have to think about what's going on at this very moment. We have protests going on because of police killings of unarmed black men and black people in general. You have Black Lives Matter in response to that. You have coronavirus. You know, you got this is an election year here in the U.S. in 2020. You got the census going on. You know, so it's a lot of various things just going on at this very moment. You know, to qualify as the athlete of the moment. So just because you got a lot of money or made the most money last year or $100 million, that does not determine if you are the top athlete of the moment. And last but not least, are they currently playing? Now, some people will say, well, they should be playing. If they are the top athlete of the moment, or one of the top athletes of the moment, then they should be a player. They should be on the court, or they should be on the field. Well, okay, nobody's on the court or on the field right now because of the coronavirus. But overall, this player, whether he or she, whoever they may be, needs to be on the court or on the field. And I don't agree with that. I believe that if you have ever been a professional athlete, that you should be able to qualify as a top athlete of the moment. That includes, you know, into consideration, great personalities and people who made impacts like Charles Barkley. You know, people like him that are no longer a part of the game, people like Peyton Manning, you know, people that still tower over the sport and who can speak to certain causes and create certain action that can create certain movements, you know. So I don't just qualify a person as the athlete of the moment based on if they're currently playing professionally. So that includes a lot more people now. So let's get to the awards here. I want to start with my top three, right? And we're going to start with number three. Number three, I believe the top athlete of the moment is Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, is a very dynamic figure. His voice holds a lot of weight. He's very charismatic. He's been that way his whole career. He's not been afraid to speak his mind, whether it's I'm not a role model when he was playing. He played with fire and passion. He's always come across as honest and true. And during moments like this, where he's been connected with people like before the coronavirus and the Black Lives Matter, because of his consistent efforts at being vigilant, at speaking, at being out there, he's already connected with people. So it makes it a lot easier for him to direct his followers in a positive way. So he's certainly a champion of the moment. He's a player that played during Michael Jordan's run of dominance. So he didn't get a championship ring. And he didn't make the most money when he played. And he's not making the most money now. You know, his business ventures outside of basketball are successful. But he didn't donate the most money. He's not the most talked about individual at this time. But with the things that he's done behind the scenes via social media, even on his show, is projected out to millions of people across different races and sexes, religions and beliefs. So he certainly needs to receive his kudos. Now, my number two award goes to LeBron James. LeBron James, amazing basketball player. He checks off on every box, right? He's a champion. He's a great player on the court. He's successful off the court. He's vigilant. At this moment, he's working to for voter rights for minorities, to make sure that with the upcoming election that minorities know how important it is, and black people in particular, how important it is to vote and to mobilize and to get out and make a difference. He stood for youth sports for a long time, He has a school in Ohio where he's just making a monumental difference. You know, his production company in Los Angeles. The dude is just doing some huge things. But at this very moment, by him standing up, you know, and speaking out against police violence and doing it the last time, you know, I Can't Breathe and Black Lives Matter, since the very beginning of these situations, he's been out in front. And when he's taking in information he hasn't agreed with, he's spoken out against that. Or if something happened, he's not been afraid to use his platform to say what he thinks and to speak his mind. So I gotta give him major kudos. But now, my number one athlete of the moment goes to none other than Steven Jackson. Yeah, Steven Jackson. I know that catches you off guard. Steven Jackson was a professional NBA player. He played for the Spurs and amongst other teams and had an amazing career. Now, the thing that has thrust him all the way to the top spot is his friend, George Floyd. And if you look closely at George Floyd, he looks just like Steven Jackson. George Floyd resembles Steven Jackson when Steven Jackson doesn't have a beard. If Steven Jackson cut his beard right now, you would say that these two guys are exact twins. They both grew up in the same community. And once George Floyd passed, Steven Jackson did a post online. And he said, "Man, this hurt me. This is my twin. And I ain't gonna let this just pass. I'm a ride for you." And after he said those words, you've seen protests. You've seen all kind of change come about all across the the U.S., across various countries. You're seeing legislation and reform happening. You know, I mean, in front of the scenes and behind the scenes, this guy's making some major moves, connecting with major people. You know, he's been on TV shows and worked with networks and had the opportunity to rub elbows with some of the most influential people in the world, not just in sports, but in the world. And I would imagine he's calling in a lot of his friends, including LeBron James, who he's working with, you know, for voter reform, you know, to make some of these major movements that you're seeing happen. So he deserves this trophy for being the athlete of the moment. Thank you, Steven Jackson, for all that you do. Holla. I'm Wild Thang. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. And make sure you check out our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic liquor-flavored lollipops. And check out my latest release, streaming right now. Holla.